Thank the Lord this morning for that refuge that we have in the middle of the storm. And I know that all of us could probably go through and speak about different storms of life that have come, but I'm also thankful that we can, on the other hand, we can testify that Jesus Christ is truly a refuge from the storm. Christ is an umbrella, if you will. He's a good umbrella. When it starts, it doesn't mean that the Lord's going to see fit to remove all of the storms that we go through in life, but it means that He's going to be there to comfort and strengthen and help us during those difficulties. I'd like to begin this morning by the help of the Lord in 1 Timothy in the 2nd chapter, verse 5. Scripture says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." And I just want us to come back to a very basic principle of truth this morning by the help of the Lord as we look into the Scripture and remind us that we have the privilege of having a mediator, a personal advocate. Someone that has the ability to connect with us on our level. You know, there are some people that we all have different personalities, and some people have more difficulty than others connecting. Have you noticed that? And there are certain people that maybe you connect with better, certain personality types, and then there are other personality types, it just seems like there's always a rub. Because you just don't understand each other and where you're coming from. But do you know this morning that Jesus Christ, because of His divinity, is able to relate with each and every one of us on our level? He understands what makes us tick, as it were. He understands our feelings. He understands our humanity. He understands the way that things affect us. Things affect all of us differently, but because of His divinity, He is able to have supreme understanding, but coupled with His humanity. You see, it's one thing to think about God and His omnipotence, knowing everything that touches our life, but it's something else to be going through a battle or a trial, and someone that has gone through that same thing, that they can actually relate. I've been there. It's kind of like in a time if you lose a parent, for example, or if you lose a child prematurely, and it doesn't even take words for someone that has gone through that same thing to just come up and put their arm around you or put their hand on your shoulder and say, "I love you," and go on their way. Do you know there's a connection there because, you know, they've been there. They understand when sometimes you can talk to people and you can just bare your soul to them and you walk away thinking they don't get it. Have you ever shared something very personal and deep and someone just, "Oh, the Lord will take care of it. Just be encouraged, brother." And they go their way and you're sitting there thinking you don't understand. I mean, we need to encourage one another in the Lord. Don't misunderstand. But do you know what I'm saying? That sometimes people, it just passes off of them. It just rolls off of them. And you think they really don't understand. Jesus Christ is the mediator. That He came to mediate or to be the go-between you and a supreme God. And when we are in trouble and we have needs in our life, there is a mediator to whom we can go that will understand us, and He also understands God because He is God. Jesus Christ is 100% divine, and yet He was 100% flesh. And that's the mystery of Jesus Christ. So He had the power coupled with our humanity, and He's compassionate to the things that touch our life. And the Scripture says there is one God and one mediator. And it said it was the man, Christ Jesus. And he gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. This mediator, Jesus Christ, is there to mediate between all races and all tongues and all socioeconomic people of all socioeconomic statuses. Jesus is able to get down on our level. I remember as a young person hearing a song that he came down, maybe some of you all have heard it, says he came down to our level because I couldn't get up to his. You know, that's why Jesus came this morning, because we were incapable of getting to his level. And if you ever feel like you're just not good enough for God, you're just not good enough and you can never do everything just right, you are in a large company of people. And that is the reason why Jesus Christ came down to this earth. And he died for us that through his blood we could be reconciled to Jesus, to God. Well, as a mediator, he is the only one that holds that office of mediation between God and man. You know, it's there's a very sad picture that was imprinted on my mind. Years ago in Rome, we were at the Vatican, and I watched a nun come out of the confessional. And she had just confessed her sins to the priest. And I was so moved because I thought, you're missing it. Here is someone who has devoted their life to the Catholic Church. Maybe to good causes, maybe to humanitarian causes, maybe to education, to helping the poor. And yet, she missed it in trying to find a place of solace and peace in confession to a man here on earth. There is only one mediator, and that is Jesus Christ this morning. And when people pray to the Virgin Mary, when people pray to those that the Catholic Church has called saints, do you know that is nothing short of idolatry? Because it is placing someone else in the office that only Jesus Christ fills as the one that can place his hand on us and place his hand to God and be a bridge between us and God. And so that's why when we pray, many times we pray in the name of Jesus. It is because he is the one that is our mediator. And I am so thankful for the mediation of Jesus Christ. You know, a mediator is one, if someone is going to be a good mediator, they're going to have to be unbiased. Have you ever talked to someone about a situation they already had their mind formed, their mind made up? And you knew it didn't really matter what you said. I talked to someone one time and gave him a little different perspective on a situation. And I still remember the words they said are burned in my mind when they said, "Don't tell that." And it was the truth. It was a verbatim. So and so, this is what they said. And they said, "Oh, don't tell anyone that." I wondered why. It was because there was a bias. It was because there was a bias. They didn't want the truth to get out. Do you know that Jesus Christ is unbiased this morning? He's unbiased. A mediator is one that really, if they're going to be effective, they're going to have a relationship with both parties. You know that what makes Christ such a wonderful mediator is because he is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John chapter 1. So Christ then, as a mediator, has a relationship with both parties. He's not biased. And do you know that's what equips Christ when we come to him with our needs and our problems, and go a step further. Our failures, our shortcomings, our humanity. That Christ understands that. And he is able to take our neediness and bridge the gap between us and a holy God. You know what? How privileged we are this morning to have a mediator. Have you ever wanted to have someone take your case for you? You know, Jesus came to take your case for you. A Carissa, your testimony. I couldn't help but think of the children of Israel when they came to the Red Sea, and the message from God was, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. In other words, the battle's not yours. Let me take your case. You don't have to, just trust me. Tell me what happened, and I'm going to take your case, and I'm going to go be an advocate. I'm going to bridge the gap and stand in the middle. Do you know when you have an advocate, it's a real blessing when you have someone taking your case for you. Over at in Kenya, at the orphanage, we have an advocate. That's what an attorney is. They're an advocate. And he's been an advocate many times with legal things that have happened and situations when we need things done in government. He's been an advocate. And you know, it's nice when you can trust your advocate. He's not trying to cheat. He's not trying to deceive, but someone that will be honest and forthright and take your case and present it to those that need it to make something work. Folks, this is what Jesus is for you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, he said, my little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. But if any man sin, we have what? We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. It's not God's will that anybody sin. But do you know this morning that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God? And the only thing that brought us back into a relationship with God was that we had an advocate through Jesus Christ. And this morning, while we teach and we believe and we live by the grace of God that we can live free from sin, it is also true that there have been those in life that have been overtaken with sin and fallen back into the things that the Lord had once delivered them from. And I want you to know that if you ever find yourself in that place, or maybe it's a place you are in of spiritual failure, you have an advocate with the Lord Jesus. Don't give up. Don't give up and think that there's no way out. I've lost it this time. There's no way back. Jesus Christ will advocate for you. He will take your case in your sin, in your failure, and through His blood, we can be reconciled back to God. So thankful that we have an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus. It is not possible, and we won't take the time to read it all, but in the book of Hebrews, in the 10th chapter, it said, it is not possible with the blood of bulls and of goats to take away sin. But then in verse 10, it says, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering sometimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away sin. But this man, our mediator, our advocate, this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Folks, it is through the blood of Jesus that sin was destroyed. And he's the only one that can bring us back into a relationship with God. There's no other name given under heaven whereby man, what? Must be saved. There's no other name. There is no church. There is no ministry. There is no congregation amongst the saints righteous enough to reconcile us with God. We are not saved by works. We are saved by grace through faith in the atonement of the blood of Jesus Christ. And that is our hope this morning. That is where we find our rest, is that I can trust in the merits of the blood of Jesus Christ that atoned for my sin and enabled us to rise above our sin. It's not living in it. But He came to lift us up and elevate us above it. And you know that God accepts the mediation of His Son? There are times that some things happen on earth and someone will try to mediate between two parties. Why do you need mediation to start with? Why do you even need an advocate? Conflict. And do you know that if you don't receive, if someone doesn't receive the counsel and advice of the mediator, things are going to be left like they were? But do you know that Jesus has taken your case to the Father and God accepts the mediation of His Son? He accepts it. To be reconciled, there's a scripture, and everybody knows this one. Most everyone can quote this first part. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16, therefore, or verse 17, therefore, if any man, what? Be in Christ, he's what? A new creature. Let's keep going. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Okay, let's read the next verse. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. And then it goes on with a whole nother message. But Jesus Christ has reconciled us to God. By definition, reconciled means to restore or to change. Now, we have been reconciled to God by Jesus Christ. In the New Testament, then, the word reconcile in the Greek means to change against anything. In other words, it means to change one person toward another. Two people have conflict. There's differences, there's problems, they're separated. For them to be reconciled, what do you have to do? The differences must be eradicated. Or else there's still separation. Obstacles must be gone. Do you know that through the blood of Jesus Christ, He changes us to bring us into a condition that we can be restored into a relationship with God? You know, one-sided reconciliation does not work. Because as long as there are problems, people are not reconciled. They can say, let's move forward, but if they're not reconciled by the problems that exist, there will never truly be a depth of relationship. Jesus Christ came to restore mankind relationship with God. And you know, He did that by changing us. He does that by changing us. And He does that then by taking our problems, our humanity, our neediness, and through the blood of Jesus, He changes what we are and who we are so we can be free then to come into the presence of God. So this morning, if you feel like that you are not in a condition to be able to come into the presence of God, none of us here are in our own strength. But through Jesus Christ as my mediator and as my advocate, He has opened up the way that we can come back into relationship with God because He paid a price. He paid a price that we might be reconciled. We are reconciled to God by the death of His Son, and we are no more alienated from God this morning. Have you ever felt alienated from God? Anybody besides me? There's a few of us. You know when you're alienated from God, and sin alienates people from God. Sin separates people from God. But you know there are other things that can start alienating us from God. If you have ever grieved the Holy Spirit, things in your life that maybe you wanted to do good, but you had some failures in your life, and it just seemed like there was distance. You know, the best way maybe we can understand that is, have you ever felt that way in your relationship with someone else? You ever felt alienated? You ever felt kind of this? I think probably most of us have. How do you change that? It comes through eradicating the obstacles. And do you know this morning that if you feel alienated from God, maybe just because of things you've been through in life, maybe because of failure, situations, do you know that Jesus Christ came to remove those obstacles that we don't have to be alienated from God any longer. The Lord doesn't want us to be alienated from Him. The Lord wants us to be in communion with Him. If I can just encourage each one this morning, you young people and those that are older, all of us, if you start feeling alienated from God, that's not His desire. But there is a path through Jesus Christ this morning to be a mediator and an advocate for you to restore us into a close relationship with the Lord. I would like, before we close this morning, to turn our attention to Hebrews in the second chapter. Second chapter, Hebrews in the 14th verse. It says, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also Himself likewise took part of the same, that through death He might destroy him that had power of death, that is the devil." And then moving on down to verse 16, He said, "For verily He took not on Him the nature of angels, but He took on Him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved Him to be made like unto His brethren, that He might be made a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sin of the people." You know that Jesus did not come down unaffected by humanity. So you know what it means for us this morning? It means when you feel misunderstood by other people, there is a high priest in Jesus Christ, and He took on flesh and became flesh for the purpose of understanding. Verse 18, "For in that He Himself hath suffered being tempted, He is able to succor them that are tempted." You ever think that something's really wrong with you? It's not working. Hold fast the profession of your faith this morning, because we have a great high priest. He said, "For we have not," and this is a double negative the way it's phrased, so you'll give me a little liberty. "We have a high priest who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities and was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." There is such a relief when you go to your advocate. You know, there are issues of confidentiality when you go and see an attorney, an advocate. And what is said in that room, or if you see a medical doctor, they are bound to keep confidences. The things that are wrong in your body, they can't go and tell everybody else. Do you know that God will respect your individuality and the things that are touching your life? And the Lord will not betray you this morning. I don't know if anybody needed this message this morning, but the Lord will not betray. You can come and you can just open up and share your problems, your failures, the needs that you have. And He is not going to judge you harshly, because it's one of the reasons He came down, to experience what it's like to walk in this flesh. And that's why the scripture says that as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him, because through the mediation of Christ, He understands the frailty of our flesh. So I want to encourage you to go face this week and know that you have a mediator. You have an advocate, someone that will take up your case for you, and He's there to intercede before the throne of God. It lets me know then it's possible for all of us to make heaven. With your and my idiosyncrasies, with our weaknesses, with our struggles, with the battles that we go through, we can make it this morning because of that one mediator, the man, Christ Jesus.